Boo Commu. Do you think that's a word? It could be like a audio boo community in one. Okay, so day four of work experience. Day four. Oh, my week is nearly over, which I'm actually really, really gutted about. So today I had another day in the office, which was quite nice because I got to settle down and like not travel. What did I do? Okay, so the first thing I did was my Facebook group. Thanks, guys. It's reached 110 likes. Woohoo! So that's awesome. And it's actually beaten the local guide dogs page in likes. So, yeah. Then what I did was I critiqued the National Campaigns Facebook and the local guide dogs Facebook, because obviously if I can set up a page that gets the same amount of likes in 2 days than it has in 6 months, a year, they're doing something wrong, and the guide dogs campaign page has only got 1,000 likes. So I critiqued them both and sent that to my supervisor. Then I did some work looking at police crime commissioners. If you've been living in a cave for the last few weeks and you haven't seen the scary adverts, we now have the opportunity on November the 15th to vote for a police crime commissioner. Now, a police crime commissioner is basically a politician who's going to be in charge of our policing. But not all of them are politicians, but it's bringing politics into policing, basically. And we've got to elect one of them. In the Humberside, we've got 7 different candidates. 7! And they've all got their own policies on what they want policing to focus on. My argument, to be fair, is can't you just focus on everything in policing, like keeping people safe? But apparently no. Apparently they've all got different priorities. And I don't really see how that's going to work, because everyone's got different problems in the region. And so everyone's going to have different priorities, and it just doesn't seem fair, really, because that means that the person in charge might cut back on something in order to give more effort and money to what they think is needed, but it isn't. But it's not needed by some people who need the thing that they've cut back on. Good job I'm not in politics, isn't it? Basically, I was relating this to the Guide Dogs Dog Attack campaign, which has kind of been the theme of my week. So I was saying about how choosing which police crime commissioner you choose could help the Guide Dog campaign, because the more of the PCCs which are on Guide Dog's side, the better. So I was doing a bit of research, and I left it today in the process of typing up letters to all of the PCC candidates in my area to ask their views. In other news, I'm slightly worried that my teachers have forgotten I exist, because they were meant to visit between Tuesday and Thursday, because Monday it's too soon to tell if your supervisor is a child-eating monster, and on Friday you'll already be in a biryani. If they are a child-eating monster. So they figured that sometime midweek would be better, but I've not seen anybody at all, and they've made no effort to contact guide dogs. So I'm probably going to see somebody at, like, 5 o'clock tomorrow night, aren't I? Yeah. They don't care if I'm a biryani. They probably think that if there's any safeguarding issues, Layla will spring into action and protect me. Honestly. She's loving work experience, by the way. She loves being able to run around the office in her play collar, chasing Darcy, the other dog, and wrestling Darcy. And yeah, it's all great fun. Okay, so that is my day 4. See you later. Bye.